A 360-degree view on sports.
On the line then, joining us from the Venda Football Academy is Tendo Doyoyo. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show once again, Sue. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our listeners.
Yeah, I hope you're well and enjoying the new year so far.
Yeah, we are well. We are enjoying the new year. We hope it still has something positive in store for us. And I also hope that is the same with you.
Oh, yes, yes, in great health. Thank you very much. I had a nice medical check on Wednesday, and the doctor said to me, "You're as strong as an ox, Mr. Evans." So as strong as an ox, you know, as long as they don't slaughter the ox, I'm fine.
No, thank you very much. Maybe also need to visit a doctor. He might be telling me that I'm as strong as a horse.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. Football matters. Venda Football Academy looking good in the GLAAD Africa Championship. Fourth on the table. A really nice finish to 2021. Seven matches. And just the one loss against Cape Town, All Stars down in the Cape, and a really good finish, and up in fourth place on the table.
Yes, Kevin. Let's also thank our technical staff for putting together such a strong team that is competing well. And we also say thank you to our shareholders who have been supportive all along since the beginning of the season. So we are so blessed to have people like them. It is a strong finish, yes. It shows that the players are focused. They can only focus because they're getting good guidance from the technical staff. So all thumbs up to the technical staff. And that also augurs well for the second round. We hope that our preparations would be enough to see us through. So we are so happy with what has been happening so far.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, man. And but before that happens, there's a little trip into the Nedbank Cup. Is that like a derby for you guys against African All-Stars?
Not necessarily a derby. Remember, African All-Stars are in Gauteng.
Oh, okay.
Here in Venda. So it is not a derby. It's not a derby as such. But we are looking forward to a wonderful match. They are a competitive team. And I think they would also like to proceed or to go on into the next round of the Nedbank Cup. So we expect the match to be an interesting one. And the other point is that in the previous match against Pretoria Kellys, our technical staff also introduced some new players. You'll remember that one of the players who scored a brace on that day when we won 3-1 was a 16-year-old Magarera. So we are looking good in that department. So the technical team is also not afraid to introduce some young and new players. So we are happy with the performance so far.
That really does sound very positive indeed. Having a look at the return to the GLAAD Africa Championship, which is only going to be on the 20th of February, and that will be a derby against Polokwane City, away from home, probably then at the old Peter Makaba Stadium. But it's a tough start to the season. Because you know, Kellys were in my little research before the start of the season. Lots of people were talking about Pretoria Kellys as being one of the sides that could be contenders for the championship. They found themselves in 13th position on the table, but they did end last season. I mean, 2021 with a victory over Tux in a derby. So that's not gonna that shouldn't be too much of an easy match against Kellys. So Polokwane City away, Kellys away, Richards Bay joint log leaders at the moment, and then straight away joint log leaders again, JDR Stars. So yeah, it's quite a tough start to 2022 GLAAD Africa Championship campaign.
Yeah, it is. But what is interesting is that even those teams will be playing some tough matches.
Yes.
In fact, all the second round matches will be tough.
Yes.
Remember, there will also be teams you have referred to, Pretoria Kellys. I think they would like to see themselves moving up the table. So any match that they play would be like their last match.
Yes.
So we need to expect sparks flying at all the, our matches. So we are ready. Anyway, if you don't compete against the best, you can't become the best.
Exactly.
So we are looking at an interesting second round where every team would be playing for something, so it will be an interesting one. I wish the spectators could have been back by then. It would have been a wonderful show for all our spectators.
Is there anything happening behind the scenes that we should know about between the clubs and the Board of Governors meetings and the Minister of Health, obviously, that we might have spectators back? I mean, cricket's got spectators back, rugby's got spectators back. What is happening with football? Are we going to get something back, or should I be phoning SAFA?
I think the right people to call would be SAFA and also the Department of Health.
Sure.
You know, with us, remember, the PSL is a special member for SAFA. So anything that has to be done at that level, they will communicate to all the teams after they would have reached an agreement or after there would be some movement along those lines. So with teams, we are only waiting for some word from our leadership. So as a team, we do not have any decision to make on that.
No, absolutely not. But it will be fantastic to have fans back in the stadium. As far as any new players are concerned, are you looking in the transfer market at all?
Almost every team is looking at something in the market.
Yes.
We are no exception. We also would like to beef up here and there. Even though our team was, in a manner of speaking, balanced, but you still know that some of the players could be out of could be out because of some red cards, because of some injuries, and because this is the last stretch, you need to be ready to get a replacement for such people who could be out because of one reason or another. So we are looking at the transfer market to beef up our team.
Mm. There's no transfer market or injury problems for Johnny Ferreira.
Johnny Ferreira is still there. He's with us. In fact, everybody that we started with is still with the team.
Oh, so fantastic.
We wouldn't like to disrupt the momentum that we have been building up. So we are keeping everybody within the house. So it is a good feeling, and the rapport that the staff, the technical staff, the admin staff, and also the players have with one another is so wonderful. So we wouldn't like to disrupt that.
No, 100%. As far as your home record is concerned, I mean, you have got a very, very good home record, and you're only one of two teams to have any sort of unbeaten record in the league. As far as the last 13 rounds are concerned, Cape Town All-Stars are unbeaten at home this season, and that applies to Venda Football Academy as well. Are you looking to end the season unbeaten at home?
That would be wonderful. Anything is possible in football. In fact, if you do not you lose at home, it says a lot about yourself.
Mm.
If I were to come to your home and beat you up and you run out, you won't have any respect for the neighbors. So
please don't do that.
So, yeah, so we would like to maintain that, to say any team that comes to our backyard should find it very difficult to live with three
yes.
points.
Yeah.
So that is a motivation in itself, to say at home we should be unbeatable.
Well, that sounds exactly the way it should be. And yeah, that's so far that's working out rather nicely for Venda Football Academy. Denda, thank you so much for your time this morning. We're going to have to end it now. But we'll chat to you soon. All the best against African All-Stars. If I don't chat to you before you take on the Gauteng-based side in the Nedbank Cup opening round. And then all the best with your start again to the GLAD Africa Championship. You know, we hope to see you guys climbing to the top of the pile, and great success in the Limpopo province.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate the interviews that we usually conduct with you. We appreciate that, and we are so happy that you'll still be coming back to us. We'll always be ready for you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you and appreciate your time. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.